Welcome to the eLaborate Topics podcast, where we focus on lab-specific strategies for medical laboratory professionals. We're proud to be the healthcare detectives that work behind the scenes to get the results needed to influence medical decisions. Let's grow together and jump right into the lab.
There is a lot of talk about burnout. How to identify it? How to combat it? But is there a way to prevent this and keep it at bay, especially in these stressful times? Hi, I'm Lona Small, and today I'll be your host on eLaborate Topics podcast. And for those who don't know me, I am an executive coach and consultant at Lab OPEX Training and Consulting, where I coach lab executives and leaders who are overwhelmed to find calm and clarity and to have the impact and fulfillment they always wanted for themselves, their teams, and their labs. And I'm so excited about today's episode. And this episode, I promised I would bring to you. I was even more motivated to do this when I listened to my co-host Stephanie Whitehead interview with Dr. Ali Kawam, and they spoke about a renewed focus on combating burnout. And in my episode, my last episode, Moving from Technical Expert to an Impactful Leader, I spoke about mental fitness as a vital step in becoming an impactful leader. And today, as I promised, I'm going into more details about mental fitness as a means to help you to overcome obstacles and propel you to succeed personally and professionally. I spent almost two decades pursuing advanced studies in a wide range of disciplines, technical and non-technical fields. And I applied my learning in different environments. And with time, I realized that success is achieved not from the amount of hard work that's done, but by knowing what to do and do it. Success is achieved through ease and flow, through a clear and settled mind. I was privileged in the last year to be connected with New York Times bestselling author Shehzad Shamin, who wrote the book Positive Intelligence. And in addition to other coaching certifications that I pursued, I decided to train as a positive intelligence coach. And I realized the need for this important approach in healthcare, especially in the lab community. So today, our episode, we're going to talk about using mental fitness to overcome challenges and reach your potential. So, mental fitness, according to Shehzad Shamin, how to grow the three core mental muscles to thrive in challenging time. And that's really relevant to us. And I think in general, you know, there's just challenges everywhere. Mental fitness is your capacity to respond to life's challenges with positive rather than negative mindset. So the impact is peak performance, peace of mind and wellness, and healthy relationships. When you think about those big impact, you can think of how that can affect almost all areas of your life. When it comes to performance professionally or personally, peace of mind and wellness professionally and personally, and healthy relationship is so vital in the workplace when it comes to your growth, when it comes to reducing conflicts, when it comes to collaboration, and so many areas. So with this research, it had the foundation around so many areas. And basically, it was the synthesis of a lot of different recent discoveries when it comes to neuroscience and positive psychology and cognitive behavioral psychology and performance science. All of that was synthesized into positive intelligence. And the research included results from hundreds of CEOs and their executive teams, Stanford students, world-class athletes, over 500,000 participants from 50 countries. And the research, as I said, was basically summarized in that New York Times best-selling book, Positive Intelligence. And that was translated into 20 languages. So let me give you the foundation of this. He used the power of factor analysis. And I know for us as scientists, should be able to relate. And not just scientists, I am really do a lot of process improvement. And I'm in quality. And I think most laboratorians, when it comes to quality and QC, whenever things go wrong, you try to look for the root cause. And so with the power of factor analysis, it discovered the root cause. And it results in really radical simplification. So I'm going to use an example that we all can relate to. So at the root of thousands of different colors, there are three factors: red, blue, and yellow, that makes up all these colors. And so that's the principle of the factor analysis. So the results of the factor analysis research found that only three core muscles are at the root of mental fitness. So in order, mental fitness is so important. But it's so important to understand what affects your mental fitness or what can affect it in a positive way. So in order to be mentally fit, you have to look at these three core muscles. The one is the saboteur interceptor, two is the sage, and three is the self-command. I'm going to quickly go over these. Saboteurs, there are 10 saboteurs and 5 sage powers. And let me talk a little bit about the saboteur. Although we're going to talk about the saboteur, it's really the saboteur interceptor, that's the muscle that's going to keep you mentally fit. So the judge, all of us have the judge, whether we want to accept it or not. There's something in your head that's either judging you, judging others, or judging a situation. Why did I have to do it this way? Why didn't I prepare for this? Or how did I mess up after I put so much work into this? I can't believe myself. You know what? Maybe I shouldn't be doing this. Maybe I'm not cut out for this. Judging yourself, judging others. Why is he so rude? Why does he have an attitude? Why does he have to stand like that? He looks as if he's mad. He doesn't want to do the work. I can just see it in his attitude, judging others. Judging the situation. Why is it that the lab is always at the bottom of the totem pole? I won't even bother to ask them because they don't respect us anyway. That's judging situation. So the judge is busy, taking up energy, taking up space in our head 24/7. And to make it worse, the judge had accomplices. They call accomplice saboteur. I'm going to quickly go into some of these saboteurs that's working in our heads. And Thank God for that saboteur interceptor. But there's a controller that says that it has to be done this way in order for me to feel comfortable. Nobody is going to be in control of this meeting or this project because they're going to mess it up or I won't know what's going on. The stickler is similar in a different way. For the stickler, it has to be done a certain way at a certain time, at a certain schedule, and nobody else can do it that way. So you know what? I'm going to just burn myself out and take on this project because they're not going to do it right. Then there's a pleaser. Okay. Yes, yes, yes. Yes to every project, smile and grin, and then you're in pain. Then there's a hypervigilant. Oh my goodness, this one is coming to get me. This one, I'm going to lose my job. This one is, they're planning for me. Then there's the restless. One project after the other, after the other. Get bored. Let's start another project. Then there's the hyperachiever. If I don't achieve this, then I won't be worth anything. You know, maybe I have to get another degree or something to be seen as worthy. Then there's the avoider. Oh my goodness, I don't even want to deal with it. It's just too overwhelming. I don't even want to open this envelope. I don't even want to open this email. Then there's the victim. Wow, why me? Always me. It's just so tiring. They're always picking on me. Then there's the hyper-rational. Logically, and according to the statistic, and according to this, and basically this has to be done, and I really don't care about your feelings. What I know is that this should be done this way. And so there are all these saboteurs that some are more prevalent than others when it comes to negative talk in our heads. So if you do an assessment, then you find out what are the saboteurs that's really hijacking you 24/7 and causing you to either slow your progress or stop your progress or causing a lot of chaos with the way you see yourself, the way you see your team. It's already chaotic as it is. And then there's all this stuff that's going on in our heads that's making our lives even more stressful and making it even harder to reach our goals. So when you think about it, are negative emotions good for you? When you think about it, I just imagine a hot stove, red hot, and somebody's palm is placed on the hot stove. Would you want to have your palm on the stove going on and on, and it's red hot, and it's literally going through your flesh? I don't think so. So negative emotion is only helpful for 1 second as an alert signal. So it's like the hot stove. You feel it, you pull your hands off. Staying in negative emotion hurts your ability to see clearly and to respond with empathy, curiosity, creativity, or laser-focused action. So negative emotion is actually the saboteur. Those are some of those things that we just went through. So we talk about the saboteur interceptor. The next muscle, core muscle, in mental fitness muscle is the sage. And The sage lived in the region of the brain that's associated with positive emotion, peace and calm, clear-headed focus, creativity, big picture, and it operates from the sage perspective. And the sage perspective said that every outcome or circumstance can be turned into a gift or opportunity. And when you think about it, you can look back at a lot of different scenarios where things were seem as if, you know, it was the end of the world. You know, it's like, I remember for me, it was medical school. In my youth, I basically grew up through high school thinking I was going to go to medical school. And I grew up in the Caribbean. I did not get the grades that needed to go to medical school. And at the time, I think at the time it was only one medical school. It was the University of the West Indies for all the Caribbean islands. Very competitive. You better get straight A's. I didn't get the grades. And I thought, this is it. This is the end of the world. What next? And now, being a coach and consultant, I just can't imagine. I mean, I'm so happy that I am able to support others in this. I get so much satisfaction here. And I don't know if eventually, even if I went to medical school, I would have chosen this profession. A lot of times it's hard after medical school, you're comfortable to move out of that profession. But looking back, I realized that I've learned so much from that experience. And I know for you, there's probably a lot of things that's coming to your mind that at the time it seemed as if it was the end of the world for you. It could be a job that you had applied for that you didn't get, you know, a promotion you didn't get, just maybe sometimes even worse, because sometimes there's some really horrible situation that happened. And years later, that's when you're actually seeing that there was some gift to it. So I'm going to ask a question. Which perspective is true? Saboteur said this is bad. Sage said this is a gift. Which one? Saboteur, this is bad. Sage, this is a gift. And the answer really is whichever you believe becomes true. And I really think so because I've seen self-fulfilling prophecy. And that happened based on your attitude towards a situation. Because if you think things are going to go bad, you're going to really going to behave badly. You're not going to have a lot of expectation. And of course, a lot of times that happens. And I've seen that happen to me. And I'm going to use, for me, I remember recently, our team was really, there was one team that was basically falling apart. They had just lost their supervisor, was in the middle of COVID. Things were stressful. People were overwhelmed at home. The team was just falling apart. People were just quitting left, right, and center. And I was asked to support the team until they could find a supervisor. And there are days when I would know that I don't know what to expect in the call-out book. And I would prepare myself mentally. And I was like, we're going to have a good day. And a lot of times when it seems as if it's like there is no way we can have coverage, we'll go and we'll either not see it. We'll probably go. There's a lot of call outs. But then we may get a call that the people are volunteering to come in or just different situation. But I told myself, no matter how hard it got, even if we had three people, which many nights was three phlebotomists, covering the whole hospital, I was going to have a positive attitude. And the people that were there, I was going to support them. I was going to encourage them. and let them feel valuable, that whatever they're contributing is very valuable and very important. Many of the ones who stayed ended up moving into leadership positions, and they were actually the role models for new people that got hired. And so a lot of the ones that didn't stay, some of them had attendance issues, attitude issues. But just looking back, you know, you see that sometimes some situation can be really hard, but many times it turns out to be a gift. And I know just listening to that becomes very stressful. Just thinking about that, because I know a lot of people may be experiencing that right now at work, and just the thought of it creates stress. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to move into the third muscle. And when I move into it, I'm going to actually do a demo and see if this helps. And I'm going to, this is like, this we call positive intelligence PQ reps. I'm going to walk you through this. And this is called self-command, where you're basically commanding yourself to move back into sage. So we're going to do a quick exercise. First, we're going to do a breathing exercise. So you can close your eyes. And we're going to breathe in at the count of two. And then when I say three, four, we're going to breathe out. So one, two, three, four. One, two. Three, four, one, two, three, four, one, two, three, four, one, two, three, four, one, two. And I'm sure this is calming you down a little bit. And so PQ rep are just very short ways of just relaxing you. There are ways in which you can do it through sight, by just relaxing your sight on something with different shades, or through listening to different sounds, or through tactile. And my favorite one is tactile, where you use your fingertips. So close your eyes, use your thumb, and against another fingertip on your hand, you can use two different hands, your thumb on the other hand against another fingertip, maybe your middle finger, and just slightly rub them against each other in a gentle way, but with so much focus that you feel the ridges of your fingers rubbing against each other. You can use any two finger, your thumb, and maybe the finger near to your pinky or the middle finger. Rub them slowly with so much intention, and feel the ridges rubbing against each other. I'm going to give you a few seconds to just relax and close your eyes and think while you're rubbing your fingertips. And you can breathe. Okay, so we'll just use a few seconds, but you can take your time and you can practice this whenever. So if you're feeling negative emotions, stop. You're in saboteur mode. So do some PQ reps to quiet the saboteurs and to activate the sage. So assume that the sage perspective, that every problem can be converted into a gift and opportunity. So generate the gift by using the sage powers like empathy, curiosity, creativity, calm, clear-headed action. And when you're in sage mode, that is when you can solve problems. That's when you make good decisions. That's when your team are cohesive. That's when you're more productive. That's when you can build positive relationships. That's when you can collaborate. That's when you can be so innovative to reach your goals. And I have another question for you. Is it really possible to just shift from saboteur to sage response, even in tough challenges? What do you think? And the answer is yes. But the speed and the depth of the shift depends on mental muscle strength. So if you don't have strong mental muscle, it may be very difficult to shift yourself out of saboteur mode into sage. And lasting positive change requires 20% insight and 80% mental muscle. So when you think about it, how many times you've been to a conference and you hear some great and insightful stuff, or you've been to any event or listened to a podcast and you hear all these insightful stuff, but then you forget because there hasn't been any practice to build those muscles. So that's why lasting positive change requires only 20% insight, but 80% mental muscle. Success requires intense initial practice. So what I do when I'm helping lab execs or any leader or anyone who will want to move to the next level in their career, what I do for the first time, they are involved in initial intense practice, which is only 15 minutes a day for 6 to 8 weeks. And 15 minutes a day is actually broken up throughout the day. So sometimes it's just like 3 minutes. And so because you can't defeat a gang of 10 bandits by sending one new fighter per day for 100 days. If you spread it out and it's just one per day, no defeat. So that's why this intensive practice for 6 to 8 weeks to begin with, to build those mental muscles, then we can move on a slower pace when it comes to mental fitness. And so I have a very special gift for you. I'm recording this on Monday after Thanksgiving, and I know a lot of people are giving out, selling things for Cyber Monday, and I decide I'll give a gift to lab leaders because there's just so much that's going on, and I know this will cause lasting change. So I have two things for the gift. The first one is a free saboteur assessment, so you can find out which saboteurs are more active with you, hijacking you throughout the day. So you'll discover your saboteur, your biggest offenders, by going to www.positiveintelligence.com /saboteurs/. Go there, do the assessment, and then to top that off, once you know your saboteur, I'm going to support you to help you to move, first of all, by giving you 1 hour impact leadership session. And in that session, I help you to have a clear vision and direction, to create that clear vision and direction, and discover some of the challenges that are getting in your way, stopping you, slowing you down. And I know that a lot of us who listen, we're trying to move to the next level in our lab career, and there's so much happening, especially when there's a lot of stress and there's saboteurs and everything on. So we're going to work on that. Work on your finding your saboteur. We're going to work on understanding your goals, find out what's getting in your way, and start you on your mental fitness journey. So that is my gift to you. And this is only for a few days. So take advantage of this. I know a lot of mistakes that a lot of us make is by saying that you should work hard, put in 10 to 12 hours, days, and weekends when you're trying to succeed professionally or otherwise. And unfortunately, many put in so many hours doing the things that will not bring them success. Doing so many busy work, and then you're tired. So you're not in the sage mode. So it's hard to make the best decision that's good for you. It's hard to make decision that's going to create the impact that you want for yourself and for your team. So the good thing is, in mental fitness, you put your mind in a state of sage to make great decisions and to choose the task that high impact and ease and flow. And who wouldn't want that? Who wouldn't want to be at ease and flow and still having the impact that you've always wanted? So go ahead, take the free saboteur assessment. I'll put this in the show notes. It's www.positiveintelligence.com/saboteurs/. And then forward the results to LonaSmall at lonasmall.com and schedule that free 1 hour impact leadership session, and you'll start your mental fitness journey. It was such a pleasure sharing with you on this episode of Elaborate Topics Podcast. And thank you so much for listening. And as usual, you can listen to this and other episode on directimpactbroadcasting.com or your favorite podcast platform, and also on Labvine. So you can register on Labvine for free, and you'll be able to listen to Elaborate Topics Podcast. Also, join Elaborate Topics Podcast Facebook and LinkedIn groups. And you can always email us at elaboratetopics@directimpactbroadcasting.com with any questions, suggestions for topics, or if you want to be a guest on the show. So again, send me a message on LinkedIn or on lonasmall@lonasmall.com to take advantage of this very special offer. And we will start you on your mental fitness journey. Thank you so much. Until we have another episode, have a great one.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Elaborate Topics, where your hosts discussed relevant strategies for laboratory professionals. Please subscribe to this podcast on your favorite podcast platform and listen to us on directimpactbroadcasting.com. Stay tuned for another episode with information you can use to excel in your laboratory career.